Isaiah chapter 10. 我们在里面有很多的思考，我花了很多好几个礼拜在讨论，在查这段经文。
We study that Bible from many different perspectives.
我们发现神告诉我们新的角度。
We see many new angle from which.
当我们看到从拣选的角度来看福音的真理。
We see the election of God in the gospel.
我们发现福音并不是只有我们平常想的神就是爱，神在神的爱子里面来拯救我们。
We realize that gospel is not merely God's love, but God loves us through Jesus Christ.
我们发现在神的福音里面有神拣选的全权。
We see that in the gospel there is God's election, God's selection.
所以保罗在罗马书第十一章里面提到剩下的百姓。
That's why in the Roman chapter 11, Paul talk about remnant.
好，我看下一章。这是我从 Web 里面，你如果查 remnant， 这是第一个你 pop up 的解释。
That's the definition of remnant.
我想这解释很清楚。
The definition is very clear.
渔民
is the remaining.
这个是 remnant， 就是剩下的。
That means people who are remaining.
如果你想中文的话，我们讲中文讲渔民。那有些教会说他们自己是渔民教会。
Many people, some church call themselves the remnant people.
所以你们要清楚知道，那个鱼是这个鱼，不是愚笨的鱼。
You realize that is remnant, not foolish.
所以他们会说，你们这些教会在教会里基督徒就是愚弄自己。
Sometimes the people in the church fool themselves.
渔民教会，这是一个很重要的观念。
This is a very different, important difference.
渔民好像是剩下的。
Remnant is remaining.
可是在圣经里面，让我们看到渔民反而是一群被拣选。
But in fact, remnant are people who are being chosen by God.
我们今天有很多经文，所以我们要很快的看，因为有时间绝对不够。
We have so many scriptures to read today.
请看下一章。
Let's go to next chapter.
再看下一章。
Next sheet.
我们今天主要的经文是在罗马书，是在以赛亚书第十章里面。
The main scripture in Isaiah chapter 10.
在
The next one.
我们说，我们怎么样看待我们时代？
How do we see our own time?
我们时代 ，Dickens 在他的《双城记》里面讲。
In the book of Dickens about.
他说这是一个最黑暗的时代。
This is the time of darkness.
这也是一个最光明的时代。
Also a time of a great light，
表示同样的时代
，even in the within the same time，
同样的环境
，in the same environment，
因为你自己的看法
，because of where you are，
因为你是什么样的人
，because who you are，
来决定这个时代是黑暗的时代还是光明的时代。
You determine whether the time is dark or is in light。
以赛亚的时代
，Isaiah the time of Isaiah，
正是这样的时代
，is such a time。
你可以是一个黑暗的时代。
Could be a time of darkness，
是也是可以是一个光明时代。
The time of great light。
从人的角度看
，from human perspective，
以赛的时代是一个黑暗无比的时代。
Isaiah was a time of great darkness。
如果你记得大卫的王朝是以色列这个国家最荣耀的时代。
Do you realize that David was the time when Israel reached its pinnacle of power?
所罗门他的儿子是以色列这王朝最富有最荣耀的时候。
Solomon his son was one of the greatest or richest king of Israel.
但所罗门他的儿子他这个国就分裂。
But after Solomon the kingdom divided.
分成北国跟南国。
It divided into northern kingdom and southern
kingdom. 我们在北国里面看不到一个善的王。
In the northern kingdom, there is no more good king.
他们随从当地的风俗拜各式各样的偶像。
They follow the custom of the time.
在南国有一些王。
In the southern kingdom, there are some good king.
我们看到最多五个王。
About five of them.
是归向耶和华。
They follow the law.
是遵守神的话语。
They obey God's command.
是归向神。
They belong to God.
基本上这是一个黑暗的时代。
That's the time of great darkness.
是一个以色列这个国度慢慢走向灭亡的时代。
That's when the kingdom gradually moves toward destruction.
如果你记得以赛亚他蒙召的时候，是他们最可能是最好的一个王，南国最好的一个王驾崩的那一年。
When Isaiah was called, he was called during the time of a very good king.
King Uzziah.
After his death, his son began to reign.
亚哈斯王接位。那他离开
神。
当他接位这个王的时候，他受了两个主要的攻击，从外面来的。
He was under siege from two different sources.
一个是亚兰王，亚兰王就是叙利亚，
叙利亚。
另外一个是北国撒玛利亚。
And the other one is the northern kingdom Samaria.
所以在以赛亚书第七章里面，它的背景就是亚兰王跟撒玛利亚王两个联合联军要攻打南国。
During the time of chapter 10 is when Israel was under siege from these two enemies.
亚哈斯王心里面害怕。
The king was very fearful.
所以你在上面看，我有 highlight 在第二节里面说，亚兰与以法莲就是北国，已经同盟，王的心和百姓的心就都跳动，好像林中的树被风吹一样。
During the time of the siege, the king and all the people are very fearful, like the tree in the forest.
但神告诉他们，神告诉亚哈斯。
But God assured them,
你不要害怕。
Do not fear.
因为他们绝对不能消灭。
Because they cannot destroy you.
你要依靠他。
Depend on the Lord.
你要谨慎安静。
Be quiet and calm before him.
他们不能动你分毫
，because they cannot touch you，
因为神要保护。
Your God is your protector。
好，看下一章。
Let's go to next chapter。
Next page。甚至在以赛亚书第七章四到十六节，神说要给他一个兆头，亚哈斯王一个兆头。
And God in chapter 14 said, I will give you a sign。
有一个童女要怀孕生子，你要给她起名叫以马内利。
A virgin will give birth to a child. You should call him Emmanuel.
这个孩子还没有弃恶，还不知道知识之前，还不懂得善恶之前，这两个王就要灭亡。
Before this child grows, these two enemy kingdoms will be destroyed.
这个经文我们常常用来预表耶稣，对不对
？We used to often see the prophecy of
Jesus. 我这个背景是南国这个背景。
But this is the background.
这两个国就是亚兰王跟以法莲。
That's Syria and Samaria.
所以这两王之地必致见气，就是这两王必然会消灭。神要保护你们。
God will protect you. These two kingdoms will be destroyed.
看下一页。
Go to the next sheet.
但亚哈斯的反应是什么
？What was the king's response?
亚哈斯的反应是什么
？What was his response?
亚哈斯向亚述王，那时候一个兴起的王国，亚述王来求救。
The king turned to Syria for help.
在第七节他说，他去见亚述王说，我是你的仆人，我是你的儿子，现在亚兰王以色列王攻击我，求你来救我。
He went to the king of Syria and told him that I'm your servant, your son, come and protect me.
今天耶和华说我要救你，
But the Lord said I will protect you, I will save you.
依靠我，
Depend on me.
我甚至要给你一个兆头，
I will give you a sign.
我是一个信实的神，
I'm a faithful God.
我说要救你就要救你。
I will save you.
今天亚哈斯说 ，OK.
But the king of Israel say,
但是我看不到。
But I cannot see you.
我怎么相信
？How do I believe you?
今天有一个更大的国在北方。
I see a greater kingdom in the north.
亚述
，Syria.
我今天要去见亚述啊。
I want to go to see the king of Syria.
我要成为他仆人。
I want to be his son.
我要成为他儿子。
I want to be his.
我要降服在他面前。
I want to be.
因为我要他来救。
I know he can protect me.
我要他来救。
I want him to protect me.
所以他亚述王第九节，亚述王就答应他。
So the king of Syria agreed to meet him.
所以就去把这些，把这个大马色江城攻取，到把亚兰王亚兰国攻取。
So they attacked the kingdom.
然后不但如此，亚哈斯还听亚述王的话，将他们的偶像搬到南国来敬拜。
Also, the king bring the idol of Syria to worship.
这是一个黑暗时代。
This is a time of darkness.
一个南国的君王
，a southern kingdom of Israel，
背弃了创造天地的主。
reject the God of heaven and earth.
背弃了把他们从埃及地引出来建立一个国家的这样的主。
Reject the God who bring them out of Egypt.
来侍奉地上的君王。
To serve a earthly king.
这是一个黑暗时代。
This is the time.
请看下一页，下一张。
Go to the next sheet.
因为这个关系
，because of
带来上帝的审判。
God's wrath was unleashed on them.
在我们要看第十章里面，神很清楚的讲。
In chapter 10, we see what God said.
亚述，你今天向他求救。
You ask a help from the king of Syria.
你称呼他是你的主。
You call him your master.
但是亚述今天要变成我审判的器皿。
But my judgment will come upon them.
这里说第五节说亚述是我怒气的棍
They are going to be the stick of my wrath
手中拿着我恼恨的杖
They're going to be the wrath of my staff
我要打发他攻击亵渎的国民
I want to punish these rebellious people
吩咐他攻击我中恼怒的百姓
He is going to punish the people I'm angry with
如果你觉得恼怒的百姓如果你觉得亵渎的国民是外邦人
If you think the rebellious people are the Gentile
好像比较合理
It seems to make more sense
可能这里讲亵渎的国民是英文是没有国没有神的国 A godless nation
The rebellious people in the Bible in the verse mean godless nation
恼怒的百姓是神恼怒的对象是神要把他怒气降在他这国家的这一群的民众上
They become the subject of God's wrath.
不是外邦人
Not the Gentile.
是以色列
Is the Israel.
是南国
Is the Southern Kingdom.
上帝的怒气和审判要降在他的百姓身上
God's wrath and judgment will come upon his own people.
神打发吩咐人吩咐外邦人来审判他自己的儿女
God bring in the Gentile to punish his people.
要审判他的百姓
to bring judgment to them
在第七节说然而他不是这个意思他心里也不这样打算他心里倒想毁灭剪除不少的国
in verse 10 that
没有关系我们可以看下一节我们看下一章
let's go to the next verse
亚述被用来作为审判的器皿
Syria become the vessel in which God brings his wrath
好去看经文我们觉得好多经文我不希望你们现在每一个字都看啊，每个字回去看没有关系我把经文放在这边我们来看看神怎么样告诉我这些是一个背景
I just use a scripture as a reference
我想要告诉你是为什么我们知道为什么我们认为以赛亚的时代是一个黑暗的时代
I want you to see why the time of Israel, Isaiah is the time of great
darkness. 是一群不信悖逆的百姓。
That come upon the rebellious people.
上帝的怒气和审判临到这个国度。
When God's wrath and judgment come upon that kingdom.
不但如此，我们看到那时候世界上人是多么的愚蠢，多么的狂傲，多么自大。
We also see how foolish and arrogant are the people of the time.
亚述觉得他有那个权柄那个能力来审判以色列人亚述就变得骄傲自大他不知道自己不过是个器皿
Syria did not realize even though they bring punishment to God's people they themselves are just a vessel for God
在右边十二节说主我必主说我必刑罚亚述自大的心和他高傲眼目的荣耀
The scripture said that God said I will punish the arrogant of Syria
因为他说我所成就的事 是靠着我手的能力和我的聪明智慧
because he said I do this because my own power my.
后面继续讲我挪移国界我抢夺他们的财宝使做宝座的降卑
I move the boundary and I ransom their situation
亚述王自高自大
The king of Syria is arrogant
不但那个光景里面被审判的以色列人是这么的黑暗
Not only was Israel in darkness,
甚至神借着亚述的这一群人来审判以色列的这一群审判者，也是这么黑暗。
even the vessel that God used to punish Israel, they themselves are also in great darkness.
这是一个黑暗的时代。
It is a time of great darkness.
我们看下一个。
Let's go to the next sheet.
这在继续的讲，在第十章十五节到十九节里面讲，神说你怎么可以自高自大？你不过是个器皿。
God said to his said to them, how can you be so arrogant? You are a vessel, merely a vessel.
你说的荣耀是地上的荣耀，你觉得好像是你自己挣来的。
You found that maybe you earn your own glory.
十六节说，主万军之耶和华必使亚述王的肥壮人变为瘦弱，在他荣耀之下、荣华之下，必有火着起来，如同焚烧一样。
God said that I will turn your great strength to weakness, and your what you have will be burned.
这是一个黑暗的时代。
This is a time of great darkness.
黑暗的时代并不是说一切都没有。
But in the time of darkness doesn't mean there's nothing.
黑暗的时代并不是我们是贫穷，我们好像一无所有。
A time of darkness doesn't mean that we are in poverty.
黑暗时代并不是我们没有能力来建立自己的荣耀。
A time of darkness doesn't mean that we have no ability to build ourselves.
黑暗的时代是我们知道我们所建造的都没有意义。
A time of great darkness, because whatever you do are in vain.
再大的宫殿，再繁华，再荣耀的城墙，都会倒塌。
Whatever great castle we build will come to ruin.
人可以在最繁华、最荣耀、物质最丰富的时候，却是在最黑暗的时候。
Even in a time of great prosperity, we can be in great darkness.
因为他们离开了真神。
Because they left the true God.
所有我们手上所做的一切都没有价值。
Everything that we done, we by hand, with our hand, in vain, will pass away.
都会过。
It will pass away.
这里进入了一个观念。
Now we come to a new concept.
以赛亚在这个黑暗的时候带进来一个新的观念。
In this time of the great darkness, he bring in a new idea.
这个时代并不是由外在来决定。
Because this time is not determined by external factors.
乃是在于在这个时代里面呢，一个一个一个的人。
Because it was determined by individual in the time.
请看下一章。他说以色列人啊
，is it Israelite?
你要知道你们是一群剩下的百姓。
Realize you are a remnant of my people.
以赛亚在这里是发一个预言。
Isaiah was talking in prophecy.
因为那时候北国还没有灭亡。
Because the northern kingdom was still not destroyed.
就快要灭亡。
Is in the verge of being destroyed.
北国在公元前721年被亚述国灭了。
It was eventually destroyed by the Syrian.
南国再过130年被巴比伦国灭了。
And after another 130 years.
以赛亚在这时候领受神的启示，他心里面非常非常的忧伤。
Because of this prophecy, Isaiah was in great sad, very sad.
他看到以色列他的同胞就要被外邦人灭亡。
Because his own people is going to be destroyed by the Gentiles.
他在圣殿里面被呼召的圣殿所在就要消失不见。
He realized the temple of Israel will be destroyed.
他知道这一切我们所看到的都会被掳到其他的国家去。
All the treasure that he see will be brought to Babylon.
这是一个极端黑暗的时代。
This is a time of extreme darkness.
是走向灭亡的时代。
It's approaching destruction.
是一个世界，对他们而言是世界的末日。
It's near the end of the world for them.
但以赛亚，神告诉以赛亚。
God told Isaiah.
到那日。
Until that day.
以色列所剩下的。
What is remnant?
和雅各家所逃脱的。
The family of God's house, Jacob.
不会再像亚述王那样依靠那些击打他的。
They will not come to depend on those who.
他们全都要回来。
They will come back to me.
要像羊回到羊圈里面。
Just as the sheep come back to me.
他们要诚实的依靠耶和华。
They will come to me with their whole heart.
以色列的圣者。
The Holy One of Israel.
二十一节所剩下的
，the remnant of God's people，
就是雅各家所剩下的
，the remnant of house of Jacob.
必归回你全能的神。
They will return to the Almighty God.
以色列啊
，Israel，
你的百姓虽多如海沙
，Even though your people are numerous as the sand of the sea，
唯有剩下的归回。
The remainder will come back。
如果按照那个时候的光景
，According to the situation of the time，
所有以色列人、所有犹大人都要灭亡。
All of them would have been destroyed。
但是神要在以色列人这些人当中拣选剩下的一数。
But among all these people, God chose a remnant for Himself。
剩下的不是被拣的，不选的。
These are being chosen。
好像一串葡萄，我们拣好的。剩下的是我不要的。
Just a bunch of grapes, you pick the one you want.
剩下的百姓反而是上帝拣选
的。No, those are being chosen by God.
是人间看起来没有价值
的。Those are being viewed by the world as useless.
是被世人所轻视的。
People rejected by the.
像保罗说，我是万物中的渣滓。
Like Paul said, I'm in the least.
是不配有的人。
I'm unworthy.
你们这些以色列人啊，你们会变成没有国家的人。
Oh Israel, you will become a kingdom of no.
你要在万国中被抛来抛去。
You will be a roam among the nations.
全世界人都可以欺负。
The whole world can attack you.
你好像一群无根的浮萍。
You are like a plant without roots.
你没有自己的根。
You have no roots.
因为你是一群没有国家的人。
Because you are people without a country.
但是神说我应许你，他就
I give you a promise.
你们这些剩下的百姓，神要召你。
I will call you my remnant.
要归回。
You will return to me.
要归回。
You will come back.
你会被击散、击打。
Even though you are scattered.
你会被掳到别的国度去。
You are being taken to other country.
但是你要归回。
But I will bring you back.
以赛亚在这个时候有一个新的思想，有一个新的启示。
Isaiah have a new revelation，
把他的心思、心怀意念从黑暗的时代转向一个光明的时代。
God bring his eye from darkness。
在旧约里面，这是第一次提到渔民的观念。
This is the first time God talk about remnant。
在以赛亚书第十一章
，In Isaiah chapter 11，
第三十六章。
Chapter 36
继续的发展这个观念。
Begin to expand.
在旧约的以西结书。
In the book of Ezekiel.
在阿摩斯书。
In the book of Amos.
在弥迦书。弥迦书。
Micah.
继续的有这个观念出来。
大家很清楚 expand
idea. 神在那个时代对那个时代的以色列人一个新的启示。
God have a new revelation to the people.
好像在黑暗里面给他们一个亮光。
Like a light in the darkness.
神要救他。
God will save some of them.
那到底谁是渔民
？So who are these remnants?
到底谁是
？Who are the remnants?
请看下一张。
Let's go to the next sheet.
渔民是一群神在他全权恩典中拣选的人。
Is God chose them by His own authority.
在罗马书十一章里面发挥了很多。
God explained that in chapter 11 of Romans.
马丁路德。
Martin Luther.
加尔文。特别加尔文。
Kevin.
他们从这一段经文里面发展出他们的神学。
They developed their theology from these chapters.
说即使在福音这件事情上面
Even in the gospel
即使你举手决志一信耶稣
Even when you raise your hand to believe in Jesus
即使来寻求神
Even when you come to Jesus
好像是我们到神的面前
Seem that you come to Him
其实这些都是上帝的拣选
But these in fact are God's election
如上帝不拣选我们
If God did not choose us
我们连这个思想都没有
Even we have no will
凭着我们完全堕落这个肉体
without a complete
我没办法来认识神没办法来寻求神
by ourselves we cannot come to him
在第三节里面他提到以赛亚的例子
in verse 3 he talked about
以赛亚当他被逼迫被耶洗别加杀害的时候
when he was persecuted by
他心里面非常的沉重
he was
甚至到了沮丧的地步。
He was in great depression.
他跟神祈求说，跟神抱怨说。
He complained to God.
为什么只剩下我一个人
？Why I'm the only one remaining?
其他服事人在哪
？Where are all the other people?
神回答他。
But God answered him.
你不要着急。
Don't worry.
我为我自己留下7000个人是没有向巴力屈膝的。
I saved for myself 7,000 people who have not bowed their knee to Baal.
所以一切都是神的拣选。
So all these are under God's election.
保罗说，如今也是这样。
Even today is the same.
靠着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
Because of God's election, there will be a remnant.
靠着拣选恩典，才有你跟我现在在这里还能够想上帝的事情。
Because of God's election, that's why we are here today.
如果没有拣选恩典，我们今天不会在这里。
If not for God's election, we would not be here today.
我们要感谢上帝。
We want to thank Him.
既是出于恩典
，because it's all through God's chosen.
就不在乎行为。
It not depend on what you.
凡事不能自夸。
There is nothing to boast on.
回到以赛亚时代。
When you come back to the time of Isaiah.
神要在这件事上工作。
God is working.
在拣选这件事上特别的强调。
God through His election.
他要重重的击打以色列人。
He will punish the Israelites.
让以色列人知道他们靠着他们自己，他们走向灭亡。
So that they would know through their own will they can only move towards.
在这些灭亡人将灭亡当中，神留下他的百姓。
Among these people who are to be destroyed, God chose His people.
好让这些以色列能归回，能够重新再建立一群敬拜上帝、归回上帝、诚实信靠上帝的一群人。
So they can establish again a group of people who will obey and submit to Him.
好让弥赛亚能够诞生在他们当中。
So the Savior Messiah will come through them.
这是一个极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
他盼望他的百姓、他的儿女、以色列人能够晓得。
He wants his people Israel to know.
事实证明。
The fact proven.
以色列人从摩西、约书亚带领他们进入迦南之后，他们。一直都是多神敬拜的民族。
When Israelite was led to the Promised Land,
他们敬拜各式各样的偶像。
They worship many different idols.
他们把神的话语丢在一边。
They reject God's word.
神说你是我的儿女，回到我身边。
God told them, "You are my people. Return."
他们充耳不闻。
But they refused to hear him.
他们一直离开神。
They continually ignore God.
一直抵挡神。
They reject him.
但是等到他们历史上证明，当他们从被掳之地归回的时候
，But from the historic fact we learn when they return，
他们真正变成信仰独一真神的民族。
Indeed, they become a people who believe in one true God。
变成一神的民族。
A God that believe in one God。
是在他们从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷
，After they return from Babylon，
才产生的。
They believe in one true God。
所以他们知道
，So they come to realize，
一切都在神全权的恩典中，他们被拣选。
Because under God's authority, they were chosen。
他们是渔民。
They are the remnant of God。
好，请看下一章。
Go to the next sheet。
谁是渔民
？Who are these remnant？
是按着神的心意，暂时活在世上的人。
These are people who live according to God's will。
当以色列人被散到各国每一个国家去的时候
when the,
到列国当中的时候
when the Israelites were scattered among the nations,
他们在列邦中的时候
when they are among all the, countries,
神说神应许他们说他们要做他们暂时的居所
God told them that these are your temporary place
他神要在与他们同在虽然他们是在外邦人当中但神要做他们的圣所
Even though they live among the Gentiles, God will give their God.
神要改变他们。
God wants to change them.
在这样的试炼里面，要变化他们的心。
In through this trial, God wants to change them.
在第十九节说要除掉他们的石心。
In the verse 19 says that God wants to change their heart of stone.
给他们一个肉心。
Give them a heart of flesh.
好让他们能够作为上帝的子民。
So they can become the people of God.
他们能够作为他们的神。
So God can become their God.
所以他们知道怎么在世上生活。
So so they can know how to live in this world.
即使他们不在自己的国家，
even though they are not living in their own country,
他们照样能够依靠上帝。
They can still learn to depend on God.
既然你我都是世上的渔民。
These are who we are today.
我们居住在一个不属于上帝的世界。
We live in the world that reject God.
我们事实上被散在列国列邦当中。
We are scattered among the nations.
我们是不是在神永恒的国度里面，还不到神永恒的国度里面居住。
We are not in the God's eternal kingdom.
可是我们可以在这个世界里面还能够经历到上帝的同在。
Even in this world now, we can still experience God.
我们暂时活在世上。
We are living here temporary.
但是我们可以经历上帝的同在。
We can experience His presence.
我们是一群剩下的百姓。
We are the remnant of God.
看下一章。
Let's go to the next chapter.
谁是渔民？
Who are the remnant?
渔民是一群相信有一天要回家的人。
Remnant are people who believe they will return home someday.
刚以西结说，在前一章里面说，我必从万民中招聚你们，分散在列国中聚集你们，又将以色列地赐给你们。
I will call you from among the nations. I will gather you back.
所以旧约的先知已经预言。他们要回到以色列地。
So the prophet of Old Testament prophesied they will return.
在诗篇第126篇里面讲到说，他们要回锡安的时候，他们觉得他们像做梦的人。
They will return to some. They say they will return to Zion as people who are in dream.
他们欢喜。
They are joyful.
第三节说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
Because God has performed a great thing.
第四节说，你使我们被掳的人归回。好像南地的河水复流。第五节，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
You have returned the captive home. Now that they will be shouting in joy.
我们心里存着这样的心，度过我们世上日子。
This is should be our attitude as we live our life.
渔民的人不是一个受压迫，是一个愁苦的人，不是的。
Remnant are not people who are under
suppression. 是没有希望的人。
Not a hopeless people.
好像我们是没有价值在世上的人。
As if we have no value.
一群世上渔民是心里有盼望的人。
But remnant are people who has hope.
我们就像以色列人一样，我们盼望，我们知道，我们有一天一定要回去。
Because like the Israelites, the remnant realize they will return home one day.
所以以色列知道，当我们看清楚自己是一群什么样的人的时候，这个时代就变了个样子。
That's why Isaiah say once we realize who we are, the time will change.
下一章。
Next sheet.
对渔民而言，这是一个光明的时代。
For the remnant, this is a time of great light.
神告诉以赛亚，那时候告诉以赛亚。
God told Isaiah.
他说所剩下的就是雅各家所剩下的必归回全能的神。
The remnant of the house of Jacob will return to the Almighty God.
你的百姓虽多如海沙，
even though you are like the sand of the sea,
唯有剩下的归回。
The remnant will return.
原来灭绝的是定。
The destruction is set.
必有公义施行。
The judgment will be
如水仗溢。因为主耶和华万军之耶和华在全地中必成就所定规的结局。
Because God will accomplish what He has predestined.
我们知道这个世界里面，虽然黑暗
，even though the world is in darkness，
虽然说我们好像在世上过的是我们在一个跟我们完全价值观不同的世界里面生活。
Even we live in this world that has none of our value.
这个世界好像一直的往下走。
The world is going down.
我们看不到希望。
We see no hope.
我们看不到光明。
We see no light.
但是主告诉我们。
But the God teach us.
在圣经里面所预言的神的旨意，神的计划。
The Bible prophesies about God's plan and God's future.
他必然要成就。
He will accomplish.
他必然要成就，就像水涨水退一样。
That the wave will rise and fall will happen.
对，中文用一个是定规的结局。
Predestined.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters?
我们相不相信神的旨意一定要成就？
Do you believe that God's plan will be accomplished?
我们相不相信神在圣经里面几万个应许，超过一万个应许，他要成就？
Do you believe that all these thousands of promises of God will come to fulfillment?
我们相不相信我们按着神的旨意求，他就要应允？
Do you believe that we pray according to His will, He will answer us?
我们相不相信，当我们将我们心门敞开的时候，他要赐给我们生命，而且是更丰盛的生命
？Do you believe that if we open our heart to Him, He will give us a more abundant life?
我们相不相信，当我们依靠他的时候，让地上所有难处，他都一个一个帮我们解决
？Do you believe that if we trust Him, all our difficulties will be resolved one by one?
我们相不相信
？Do you believe it?
神的旨意是不会改变
God's plan will not be changed
我以前跟你做个例子比喻过
I gave you an example before
海啸的比喻当海啸来的时候前面无论再大的树再大的建筑物都会过去都会被铲
抬头为抬头
tsunami. When the tsunami comes everything in front of it will be wiped away
看起来很慢
It seems very slow,
但是非常的强大
but it is very powerful.
神的旨意也是一样
The same thing with God's will.
神的旨意在历史上运行
God's will
在地上运行
it happened in the time.
就像海啸一样一路的过去
Like a tsunami comes.
没有一件事情没有一个人力量可以挡住它的前进
Nothing, no human power can stop it.
我们可以做善来成就神的旨意。
We can do good to do God's what God wants.
我们也可以像亚述一样，亚述王一样作恶，离弃神，来成就神的旨意。
We can be like King of Syria, do evil yet still fulfill God's will.
我们不论做善作恶，神的旨意不会改变。
Whether we do good or do bad, God's plan.
所以问题不在上帝
，It's all up to Him.
问题在我们。问题在我们
The problem is with us.
我们是要选择亲近上帝还是选择离弃上帝
Do we choose to reject him or to choose him?
因为结果都是一样
Because the result is the same.
主以后就要在世上做王
He will reign on the earth.
神在全地之中必做成就所定规的结局
What he predestined, he will accomplish.
所以这是一个光明的时代。
That's why this is the time of the light.
在黑暗的时代。
Even though for many people, it's the time of
the light. 我们看到很多战争。
We see a rumor of war.
我们看到很多世上的败坏。
We see the corruption.
但是神不会改变。
But God, who is not changing.
因为他必成就所定规的结局。
He will accomplish what he predestined to happen.
请看下一章了吗？
Let's go to the next sheet.
为什么这是一个光明的时代
Why this is the time of great light?
因为是剩下的百姓
Because we are God's remnant
我们不用惧怕
We should not be fearful
在我们刚念的经文里面十章二十四到二十六
In verse 24 to 26
所以主万军之耶和华如此说住锡安我的百姓啊亚述王虽然用棍击打你又照埃及的样子举杖攻击你你却不要害怕他
Verse said that even the king of Syria attacked you, do not fear him.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid of him.
因为主与他们同在。
Because God will be with you.
主也与我们同在。
The same thing that he will be with us.
以赛亚在这里用了两个例子，在旧约里面神怎么拯救他们的，来提醒他们。
Isaiah on here used two examples to show how God saved them.
神以往拯救他们。
In the past, God saved them.
他也要在亚述王这件事上来拯救他们。
In the same way, God will save them from the king of
请看下一章。
Let's go to the next sheet.
在列王记下第十九章三十四到三十七节记录一件事情。
In the book of Chronicles, chapter 19, there's an event was recorded.
神派他的使者三十五节出去。
God sent his servant.
在亚述王中，在亚述的营中杀了十五万八千人。
God destroyed.
十八万五千
人 180,000 the Syrian army
185
185
十八万五千人 当亚述王从北往南进攻，进攻，进攻。
When they come to attack Israelites，
就在兵临城下，靠近耶路撒冷城的一个小城的城下的时候。
When they are come to the edge of the wall, castle wall，
发生了一件事情。
Something happened。
耶和华使者进到营中，杀了十八万的城人。
The servant of God, the angel of God, went to the camp of Syria and killed
亚述王一定不知道发生什么事情。亚述王一定不知道发生什么事情。
The king of Syria had no idea what happened。
他回到他的国里面，拔营回国。
So he returned to what he came in。
他回到他敬拜的庙里面。
Went back to the his own temple to
被他两个儿子杀了。
And his two sons killed him。
这就是他的结局。
That is the end of
king。在前一个时刻，他是一个世界最强大帝国的君王。
Moment before he was the greatest king。
他说世上的君王都是他的臣仆。
He said the king of the world are my servants。
他挪移国界，他定君王，他设立臣宰是他的本事。
He said I move the boundary, I set the boundary, and I set up kings。
第二天。
The next day。
第二天他被他儿子杀了。
He was killed by his own son。
我们依靠神的大能。
We want to depend on God。
他用他的方式来行事。
God will accomplish what He will。
神会用神迹奇事行在我们当中。
He will perform miracle among in our midst。
这是他的应许。
This is His promise。
这是剩下的百姓的特权。
This is our privilege。
我们不用害怕。
We should not be afraid。
不用害怕。
We should not be fearful。
神不会改变。
God will not change。
只有我们会改变。
Only we change。
请看下一张。
Let's go to the next sheet。
这是一个光明的时代。
This is a time of great light。
因为我们虽然是在外邦里面生活。
Even though we live among Gentiles。
我们虽然好像在捆锁里面。
Even though we seem like we live in bondage。
我们好像是在世界上的很多的捆绑当中。
Even though we are living all kind of limits。
但神在这里面要给我们一个自由。
God wants to give us freedom。
是一个真正的自由
，a true freedom。
二七节在我们刚念的第十章二七节说，到那日亚述王的重担必离开你的肩头。
In chapter ten, he said that the burden of Syria will be lifted。
他的轭必离开你的颈项。
His yoke will be removed from your neck。
那轭也必因肥壮的缘故折断。
Because your strength, the yoke will be broken。
很有意思。他不说那个轭是因为耶和华的手把他拿走。
He did not say God will remove the yoke。
他说那个轭是因为你们这么强壮，你们这么多的脂油在你身上，所以那轭被破坏。
Because of your own strength, the yoke will be broken。
另外一个翻译是因着膏油的缘故被坏。另外一个翻译是因着膏油的缘故。
Through the anointing。The yoke will be broken。
所以神不但是在这世上要成为我们这些剩下的百姓的帮助依靠。
Not only God will become our help。
就像以西结里面讲的，他让这些剩下的百姓，他们还要改变。
As in the time of Ezekiel，
在一个困难的环境里面，还要改变他们。
In the time of difficulty， God will change them。
以色列人本来只有石头的心肠。
When they have a heart of stone。
神要给他们一个肉的心肠，
是
一个能够认识上帝，能够对上帝能够依靠的这样心。
A heart that will turn to God。
神不是说只要满足于我们还是原来的人，
他 will not be content with the way we are。
神要让我们的生命重新的变化，能够重新有一个新的生命。
God wants to change our life so that we can have a new life。
那个生命是让我们在捆锁里面，在外邦人当中，还有享受真正的自由。
That life, even though we are in bondage, we will experience God's freedom。
当保罗和希拉在唱歌的时候
，When Paul and Silas were singing in the jail，
他在狱中里面
，They were in the jail。
他的身上的捆锁枷锁就自动的开了。
They are bondage on their hand, they were broken。
当他赞美上帝的时候，他跟上帝相连接的时候，
As they praise God, as they reach out to him，
世上有形的捆锁捆绑不能再限住。
Holy Petra, Holy Bondage cannot limit them anymore.
以赛亚这样告诉那时候的以色列人。
So in the same way, Isaiah told the people it's time.
到那时候你们归回的时候。
When you return,
即使你们在外邦人当中。
Even though you are among the Gentiles,
你们要成为一群不一样的人。
You are going to be a different people.
神要改变你。
God will change you.
神要给你们丰厚的脂油成为你们的祝福。
God will give you a rich anointing.
神要给你们真正的祝福。
I will give you truly.
所以哥林多后书三章四节也说，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
That's why in Second Corinthians Bible says that He is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
在新约里面，当耶稣基督升天之后，主的圣灵不再是外面。
After Jesus was raised, that Spirit is no longer external.
当我们信耶稣的时候，主的圣灵就住在我们里面。
Once we believe in Christ, that Spirit dwell within us.
它要改变我们的生命。
It will change our life.
是一个变化的生命。
It's going to be a transformed life.
是一个让我们跟我们以前一样，完全不一样的生命。
We will have a life that was not the same.
我们看外面就不用以前的方式来看。
We will not see our external world the same way.
本来是黑暗无比的，本来是没有希望，本来是我们按照世界潮流来行事为人的，不再一样。
Before we only see darkness, before we only see the way of the world, but now not the same.
我们这些剩下的百姓有真正的自由。
This remnant will experience God's freedom.
请看下一章。
Let's go to next sheet.
在约翰福音三八章三十二到三十六节。
In Gospel John chapter 8.
让我们一起来念这段经文好吗？
Let's go to Gospel John.
来，请。
你们也晓得真理。真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说，我们是阿伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴役，你怎么说你的自由呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永永远远住在家里，所以天父的儿子又叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
When you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone."How can you say that we should be set free? Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but the son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me, because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's present, and you are doing what you have heard from your father.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们现在你们在什么样的光景。
Brother and sister, I don't know what is your situation now.
基督徒在世上
，as Christians live in the world,
很多时候我们觉得我们自己还是有很多的捆绑在身上。
We still experience many bondage.
我们还在世上有很多的责任重担。
We still have a lot of heavy responsibility.
我们还有很多的忧虑愁烦。
We still have a lot of anxiety.
我们似乎有担不完的担子在我们身上。
We have a heavy burden.
我们到一个地步，甚至怀疑我们的信仰对我们的生活到底有什么帮助。
Sometimes we even wonder what does our faith do help us with our life.
看到世上有很多很多的罪恶。
We see the sin around us.
看到我们自己也有不少的罪恶。
We also see the sin within us.
我们慢慢冷却。
Gradually we become cold.
我们变得没有希望。
We become hopeless.
我们变得悲观。
We become pessimistic.
我们本来一个满腔的热情，当我们信主的时候，愿意来寻求神，来敬拜神，来求神使用的心，慢慢的冷却。
That eagerness for God gradually.Become cold.
我们慢慢臣服于世上的影响。
We become affected by the world around us.
撒旦的权势好像在基督的身上也掌权了。
It seems like the power of Satan have rain in our life.
亚哈斯王何尝不知道他是神拣选的百姓？亚哈斯王。知道他是神拣选的百姓。
The king know that they are the chosen people of God.
当然，当他面对强大的亚述王的时候
，But he faced the great king of Syria.
他愿意放弃自己的信仰。
He abandoned his faith.
他愿意臣服在亚述王的面前。
He submits himself to this foreign kingdom.
对他而言，这是他唯一的出路。
For him, that seemed like the only way out.
他不知道神是一个真正掌权的神。
He forget that God is the one that really reigns.
我们会改变。
We can change.
我们看这个时代好像都灰色，都是黑暗。
We see the world as in gray.
但神告诉我们。
But God tell us.
他的旨意。是要让这个时代走向光明。
He said his will is that this world will turn to light.
他要让他的儿女好像一人走在光明中一样。
His people will walk in bright light.
越走越光明。
Get even brighter.
到正午。
Until noonday.
他的大能要临在他的儿女身上。
His power will come upon his people.
他拯救他。
He will save his people.
不论你现在在什么地方。
Whatever you are.
你在一个。生命受威胁的地方
Even when you are in
你在一个婚姻破碎的地方
When you are in an age of broken
你在一个子女儿女与你疏远跟你关系不好的地方
When you have trouble with your children
你在工作受挑战好像随时会失去的地方
You have trouble at your job
神说
God tell you
你是剩下的百姓
You are my remnant
神拣选你
You are the chosen people
神怎么样救以色列人脱离亚述王的口
As God has saved Israelites from the king of Syria
神也要救你
He will also save you,
save
you from your present condition
神要救
God will save
you 不要害怕
Do not be afraid
因为他是全能的神
Because he is the almighty God
神不但救你脱离现在的光景
Not only would he save you from your present situation
神要给你一个真正真正自由的生命
He will give you a life of true liberty.
我们在主里面应该越活越喜乐。
That should be our life, increasing joy.
越活越自由。
Increasing freedom.
越服侍越甘甜。
The more we serve, the more joy we have.
如果我们在主里面越来越愁苦。
If we are becoming more heavy burden.
那个不是真正主要我们的生命。
That is not God's life for you.
主要在主耶稣，神要在主耶稣基督里面。与你同在。
In Christ, God wants to be with you.
他要让主耶稣基督让你们得到真正的自由。
In Christ, we will receive
true freedom. 让我们真正的生命。
So that we can live.
我们是剩下的百姓。
We are God's remnant.
Amen.
世上可能看我们是一群不配有的人。
The world might see us unworthy.
是一个跟他们不同调的。
They see us as a different group of people.
但是神在主耶稣基督里面。
But in Christ.
他们却是为宝贝
God sees us precious
他们捧在手掌心
We are in his hand
到那一天
Until that day
我们要归回
We will return to him
我们在他的家里面跟他一起享受他所要赏赐给我们
We will enjoy his blessing in his home
我们祷告
Let's pray to him
主我们谢谢你
Father we thank you
我们为我们所经历的感谢你
We thank you for our experience.
我们为我们将要经历的，我们献上感谢。
We thank you for what is come to come in our life.
我们会改变。
But we will be changed.
我们的心有时候会觉得软弱。
Even though our heart feel weak.
但是你不改变。
But we know you are unchanging.
你是一个信实。
You are a faithful God.
你要带领我们。
You will lead us through.
你用大能的手托住我们。
Your great power will lead us.
纵然我们在外邦。当中生活
Even as we live among the Gentiles,
我们是一群剩下的百姓
We are your remnant
我们知道你要带
We know you will lead us
走过人生的旷野
You will lead us through this life of wilderness
在旷野中你要开道路
In that wilderness you will open a path
在荒漠中你要开江河
In the desert you have a stream
要让我们生命因着你的丰富能够更加的自由
Because of your life, our life will become more free.
我们赞美。
We praise you.
我们将我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹都恭敬地摆在你面前。
We entrust everyone here in your hand.
让我们能够更认识你。
So that we can all know you better.
然后更亲近你。
We can come closer.
更加仰望你。
We can trust.
在教会里面显出你的荣耀。
And we can show forth your glory in the church.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.